Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
What?
Happy early birthday,
happy
man.
Happy birthday,
dad on it too.
Yep, you have a child.
You are our daddy.
Oh my God.
It is
wow.
I'm not joking you, bro. I have a 3 milligram melatonin and I have to split it in half.
You microdose in melatonin?
I swear to God, because if I take if
are
I
we
take,
in? Let's start
take,
there.
Great. If I take a full
ladies and gentlemen, Jake Weber's here. We're talking about Jake still has his Guess Who headband on because we played a fun game of Guess Who on, which you can also watch on YouTube. Jake, thank you for coming and doing the show.
Happy to be here.
Before we get into that, I want to talk about that. Your birthday is coming up. We got you
a few days.
Yeah, we got you a
gift.
You
guys give me something? Oh my God. What?
Happy early birthday,
man.
It says dad on it too.
Yep, you have a child.
You are our daddy.
Oh my God.
It is. It's a fun little
Dude, I love this, but I already have one.
Well, fuck. Can I have it?
Have mine?
The no, one that
I have right
one.
Now?
Yeah.
You can have mine that I have right now.
I would. Can I put
I just
on,
don't
want to
have
eBay?
Two.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah. You can have my old
but isn't,
one.
But isn't the one you currently have disgusting?
Or the
well,
you got
I mean, yeah,
one.
But like everyone only has one toothbrush in their life.
Yeah, I would never show my... Wait,
no,
hold on.
No, I feel
the way about
it.
Hold on. I feel the way about pillows. I have the same. My pillow looks like a cheetah. It has spots. It might have polio, but I have had the same pillow for probably.
Do you not replace
years.
Your pillow?
No, the pillowcase.
Wait, this case, is actually nice.
Okay,
it has like some weight to it.
Good or bad gift?
This is a great gift.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like all right. Fuck
no,
you.
No, I'm just
glad
happy
you saw
it wasn't
the video,
another
asshole.
Fucking. I'm just happy it wasn't another fucking one blade shaver. I have like five of those.
What's the lore with that?
That's like, you know the green shaver that everyone has?
Is that like Grimace?
I don't know. The green shaver?
I need to show you, dude. This Chum. I get this every year. I think my parents have gotten me it multiple times.
Oh, for your birthday? Wait, like the ones that you like, can like buy at like a hotel like checkout?
Everyone has one of these and I get them gifted to me twice a year these.
Wait, I have seen those.
I've seen those.
Who's
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
from
yeah.
parents?
I have five of them.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And you, every year it's a new one?
Yes. I can't stop getting them.
And you never ask for it?
Never.
I'll be honest.
And I don't want to say that like I already have
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
well, I already
say
have
that.
Four.
Yeah. If you don't want some, I'd like one of those.
Hmm?
If you want to, I'd take one off those.
I use one for my balls. You could have that one.
That one. I
You're throwing that
the
thing
one
down
I would
there?
Prefer.
Yeah.
Isn't that scary?
What would be the less scary alternative? Scissors?
Manscaped.
Say it.
But
Nair?
Promo code Skiff.
You're Nairing down there?
No, I've seen that YouTube video.
Which one is that?
Like the guy shows his butthole.
He said butthole odd.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
He's showing hole?
It's like a Nair.
And my shit
tutorial.
Gets flagged?
Yeah, I say
no,
bitch
it's
to one lady
seconds.
And my shit gets taken
like,
down?
It's like full butthole spread, no.
On YouTube?
Yeah, no age restriction.
I think that's like you porn. Wait, really?
You can watch it real quick.
Wow.
Pull it up. We got a producer for a reason.
Yeah, it's on UJizz for
what,
sure.
What is it called?
Here's my asshole.
I'm not sure. I would type
the
in
dark
Nair
web.
Butthole.
Okay.
That should do it.
That sounds really hot. Not in like a sexy way. Like it's to putting Nair on your asshole sounds hot.
This is it. Oh. Wait, this guy is always doing this type of stuff. It's a 3-second long video. It's the whole video.
Yeah.
Nair video. Wait,
is
that's
that
him?
The one? I feel like dudes, like anyone, should honestly like shave their butt maybe once a month.
Totally.
I get in there.
At least.
I get in there, but I shave it.
The male butt is disgusting.
Are you like, you have hair on your cheeks or just in? I don't have
cheek
hair. I
kind of just blindly do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I do too. I probably shouldn't, but I go in there with a fucking like. You know.
I give myself a bowl cut. I put two bowls on each cheek and just get in between.
Oh, it's hot.
Wait, actually, what do y'all use on your balls?
Manscaped.
Is that like a Nair?
It's
like,
not.
How does
that
work?
It's a special.
It's just a razor,
trimmer.
But it comes with like a. Now we're doing a fucking ad read, but it comes with a blade and has an LED light on it.
What do you think is harder to shave?
Go ahead. Your asshole?
No.
Okay.
like, what's this part called?
Pelvis?
Pelvic? The pelvis, the Elvis? Balls.
Balls.
Or like the end
the
of the
balls
day.
Feel like you're cutting like a bonsai tree. Like you're going like
those,
hair
to
by
me,
hair.
Those are the easiest.
Really? I will say, I think the asshole is the hardest because I can't see it. So I'm just working.
And the position you got to get.
Yeah, I'm working Helen Keller. Like I don't know what's happening.
Reference,
guys.
Watch it.
Go see it.
Yeah, I feel like a roly-poly when I'm like looking down, just like trying to roll myself to.
Yeah, but I mean, I got
You put a leg up?
You gotta put a leg up.
Times.
Bleed?
That's why you gotta use Manscaped. Ting.
Wait, because you snip, nip?
No, I use a shaver, but like sometimes you go the wrong way. And it's like.
Electric shaver?
Yeah.
The one for your birthday?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The birthday ones?
Well, they have like I actually use one of them for that, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, you got it. The Manscaped has like a blade that will not cut your skin.
So are you sure?
It definitely will. Oh, but okay. It's got like a guard you can put on. Also,
it's like the
yes.
Where you turn it.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes like the blade get like jabs you.
Jabs you, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just a guy thing, but I feel like you kind of focus here and then like whatever's on like the side of your legs is just like.
Do you guys know,
that doesn't count.
I used to go completely
like mutton
bald.
Chops.
I used to go completely bald.
I do too.
Used to or still do?
But I like it like at a buzz cut level.
Me
buzz
too. Cut,
yeah, he's ready to enlist.
But you know, I don't got like the different. I don't got like the different shaver heads. You know, like 2C or whatever. Like so I can get what I want.
Yeah, but dude, with the Manscaped, it literally sounds weird to happen. But Manscaped, you can choose what like length.
I feel like when you're in college, you're going like skin fade.
Me too.
Like, all the way down. But it's too. I don't know.
You ever shave the wrong way?
Of course.
Well, yeah. When you first starting,
worst feeling ever. Yeah, you don't know. But what in college? I used to shave it bald. Cause I'm like, oh, my dick would look bigger with no hair.
Really?
But sometimes you would get razor burn, and then I'm like, oh, women think I have herpes. I mean, I do, but they think I have no. But like, if you have razor burn, like there's one or two like spots, you're like, oh, it also looks
one or two. It's like a thousand.
Yeah. When you do it fresh, it's like real bad.
Yeah.
I feel like bald is too, no pun intended, cocky. It's almost like, yeah, look at how clean and presented this is.
It does look weird.
But a little buzz.
It looks
like
you're trying to.
Correct.
I feel like a buzz is kind of a little rocker. You know, it's like, a little on the edge.
Little punk rock, dude. Put a little Chrome Hearts logo in it or something.
Yeah, just dye the top of it pink.
Have you ever hooked up with a girl that had like a design?
No.
Yes.
I haven't either.
Oh, really?
What was the design in yours?
It was a heart.
That's honestly actually very cool.
It is pretty cool. But it was like hot. But in my head, I'm like, wow, this is like a lot of work. Like, what an artist. It's like a lot of work.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't like a bad heart. It wasn't like janky or whatever. Like,
it was Edward like, Scissorhands.
Yeah, it was symmetrical. I wonder if she used, what's it called?
Wax?
No, not wax. When you stencil?
A stencil?
Now I'm thinking
honestly,
maybe she uses a stencil.
Like the stencils you use for like making pancakes?
Yeah.
Put that over?
Yeah.
You should call her up. What was the last time you talked to her?
Dude.
Heart bush.
It would be cool to have like a flame design.
Flame? Would be sick.
There's definitely.
And then you like bleach the top so it looks exactly
like how dudes like they get a buzz cut and they start bleaching it.
Yeah. There's definitely people out there that will cut your hair and then also will like do design.
I
want
to tattoo on my dick, but I don't know who to go to.
You want
to
tattoo on your penis?
Yeah.
What would you put?
A star.
Like of David?
One on your hands?
Yeah. Well, like this. I just like, I want, on well, may, or maybe three.
Okay. Where?
Three stars.
Like on the shaft?
Yeah.
For why? Why?
I just think it'd be sick.
Fucking all right. No.
My tattoo artist, you know, he's done my butt cheek. I haven't asked him if he'd do this.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, wait, we've been talking about butt. Yeah, cheek? In or just
in
cheek?
Or cheek?
Cheek.
Okay, and what's on the cheek?
Kiss mark, like for kiss my ass. But some people think it's a cutie mark for My Little Pony.
Mm, small ass?
No.
Dump truck?
Me?
Yeah.
You?
No.
Medium?
Maybe a little smaller.
Wagon?
Not Hank Hill, but like, you know, kind of dude butt. Yeah. I'm working on it though. I'm squatting.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hey,
I need to start working on my legs, dude. Like, I'm bad.
Well,
go ahead,
let's go over the kiss mark. Someone's lips or like AI generated?
Good question.
No, it's just like I found out lips on Google.
But do you know whose they are?
No.
Damn.
No, it's kind of like just cartoonish.
Maybe you should do like a Cinderella. Your own lips, because then you're like kissing.
Eating your own ass.
Kiss, yeah. I'd be kissing my own ass.
I like that.
It's progressive.
Yeah. But I met, you know Rolling Loud?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I met the owner, Matt, and he showed me his balls. And he has a tattoo of a dollar sign.
To jail, no?
No. Okay. He asked me if I wanted
consent.
To see them.
Got
said,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he said he had a dollar sign on his balls.
Ow.
And it's his money bag.
Okay. Now I'm
sometimes
back in.
Sometimes when somebody gives you the tattoo, it doesn't make sense. And then you get the joke at the end. You go, I get it. I'm fully in support.
That made me want to have a dick tattoo.
A star shaft.
Yeah.
And what would, when people ask about it, what would your explanation be like? Oh, this is a shooting star?
Goddamn.
Trevor Wallace, just a few tour dates this summer, but some of my favorites. We got Rosemont. We just added a show that is July 28th. Rosemont, Illinois. Come pull up on the Naperville Kid. That is me, Rosemont, Illinois, July 28th. And then Halifax, Nova Scotia at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. This is the biggest show of my life. Come support your boy. That's August 8th in Halifax. TrevorWallace.com for tickets. Michael Blaustein. Where are you going to be caressing a microphone?
Michael Blaustein, June 18th, I'll be in Halifax. July 25th, I'll be in Atlantic City. August 15th, I'll be in Danville, Virginia. September 9th, I'll be in Fresno. We just added a show there. September 12th, we added a show in Sacramento. September 17th through the 19th, Denver, we just added a show there. September 24th, I'll be in Carmel in Indianapolis. And then September 25th, I'll be in Peoria, Illinois. Then September 26th, I'll be in St. Louis. And then, guys, many, many, many more shows on my tour. Go to blogcomedy.com, blogcomedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is sponsored from our friends at BetterHelp. Summer is supposed to be the season where everyone's thriving. You're outside, you're traveling, you're making plans, you're pretending you love being invited to 6 barbecues in 1 weekend. But sometimes summer turns into survival mode real quick. You're trying to say yes to everything, keep up with everyone, and suddenly the season that was supposed to feel fun just feels like a full-time job. That's why it's worth actually building in time for yourself. Exactly. Listen up, everyone, for yourself. Therapy can help you understand what you need, feel more confident, setting boundaries, and create a summer that actually feels good inside or just looking good on Instagram. BetterHelp has over 30,000 therapists and has served over 6 million people globally. Their therapists are fully licensed in the U.S., and they help match you based on your needs and preferences. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/socks. That is BetterHelp.com/socks.
True.
Goddamn.
No, I just think it'd be sick.
A shooting star?
Oh, because you're
the
shooting.
The penis shoots
Sorry,
out.
Sorry, I didn't get it. Yeah, he didn't get it either.
I like that.
Hi, Joe Rogan, are you hiring? A shooting star? Would you have an explanation behind it or just be like fucking sick?
Well, it'd be like a 101, you know?
Oh.
Like, you know, it's like, I think it's sick.
3 stars I'm in. Do you have it a color or are you just going to go right just like
this? Like this. Ink? 1 black, 1 red, or I don't know. Or is this 2 red? I don't know.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
It's 2 reds?
No, it is
it's
2
reds.
It's 2 reds. One's like
it is a hard spot to see. You can't see it.
No, unless you're an owl.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm all
I
for
do
it.
Joke sometimes.
Two reds. But like, I've mentioned it publicly before, and there's been a lot of girls in my DMs that like said they're down to do it, but like, I feel like I gotta have it be done by someone I know. I'm also scared of like, I'm scared of getting a boner, and I don't know if I'm actually.
Dude, I don't think you're gonna get a boner.
But like, I'm
pain.
Also, but not like in a weird way. It's just like I just feel like. I feel like also you might have to have one because they have to stretch the skin.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it better? It's probably better to get it soft than because if you're not hard and you show it to somebody, it looks bad.
But they would have to pull it.
Okay, that good for you.
Yeah,
my
that
brother,
is good for you.
You're blessed if you're pulling out here.
Yeah.
Got a Laffy Taffy hog over here.
That's great.
Well, it depends on when people would see it the most, right? Somebody you're dating, a partner, somebody you love, they see it probably hard. But if you're just seeing the boys, you're like, dude, check it out. It's going to be soft.
The healing process might also hurt if you get boners because the scab could stretch.
Oh my God. That's some shit they're doing.
And
soft.
I'm kind of a grower. So like, I feel like it would really fuck it up.
So the question is, do you want to get it? Because if you get the tattoo in the appropriate way, dimensions wise, when you're hard, it's gonna look great when you're hard. But then when you go back down, it's gonna look like shit. So, but you're probably more times soft, but you're not showing it soft.
So Jake's like, you don't know my life.
Maybe I should get like tribal flames because I feel like that's like going to be easier to warp. Maybe.
I like that. My thought here is you do like a limousine and then when it's soft, it's just a sedan.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this. You know? Or how about this? How about this? Or,
are you a seal?
A submarine, a submarine sub.
A submarine?
Like a, I think like a Subway sandwich. So,
I thought you meant like the Titanic.
No, no, no. So like when you,
that's where I was at too. Wait, you said a sandwich?
Yeah. So it's like a 2-inch sub.
You called it a sub?
That's what it's called.
I don't know. Are you working for, Big Quiznos? That seems like a weird, a sub, a sandwich?
Yeah.
I'm trying to poke holes. I'm poking holes in places I don't need to poke holes.
Why do you think it's called Subway?
But why is it called a sub?
Yeah. It's called a submarine sandwich is what it's actually called.
Oh yeah, you're actually right.
So to your point, you guys are both right, and I'm wrong.
We're all right.
I think you know.
No, we're all left. I don't know where we stand. But what my point is you get a sandwich, like a sub sandwich, and as it gets bigger, it can just be a bigger sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Foot longer, 6 inches.
I think foot longer, 6 inches. There we go. Yeah, I like that.
You know how you measure your height on the door growing up?
Correct.
Yeah. I think that's what I would do that on my penis, but I would lie, and every inch would be like maybe
a centimeter.
3/4 of an inch.
Mm.
That too, yeah. But then, you know, as it grows, you can.
Yeah.
And then it could be handy if you're like, you know, you're like doing work in the car and you're like, I need to know what's 3 inches.
3 inches. You're like, there it is. Honestly, it's not a bad idea. But I've seen dick tattoos on porn. And to be honest, they don't look great.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, people sometimes get tattoos.
Well, if it doesn't look good, I could always do like a blackout or something.
That's sick. You get a BBC.
Can you do blackface on your cock?
That's not blackface.
Black head.
People black out like their whole bodies.
Which is still MGK.
But you were in a music video with him, right?
Yes.
Same, dude. That's sick.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It's the only one not fucking blow my head off.
Because you don't have your penis tattooed all black.
Do you have your penis tattooed all black?
Yes.
It sounds like an interesting concept.
I think they probably do it pretty often. I was doing a show.
Yeah, it's easier than getting it removed. You just cover it.
Well, what's also funny
I thought we were talking about blacking out the cock. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
That's the only thing I want to talk about.
I thought that's what we were talking about. Like, if you got a bad dick tattoo, then you could just do a blackout tattoo.
Yes.
Well, the interesting part, and then I will throw a wrench in this and then get back to the dick tat, is when you put it on, when you tattoo your penis,
yes,
you have to apply lotion for it to heal.
Uh-oh. Actually, don't do that.
No?
Well,
no.
You just raw dog it?
Yeah. Well, every artist will tell you something different.
Really? What do they say? Like, put, like, canola oil on it?
Well, I just do nothing.
You do nothing?
And
you
it just, doesn't itch?
You just stay out of the sun?
Yeah, stay out of the sun, yeah. But, like, it's because one time I used too much lotion, and it actually becomes a place for bacteria to grow because it's wet. Because
it's wet.
And I've had the worst infection of my life, besides like the foot fungal infection I had one time.
Yeah.
It was the worst infection of my life. And it was like literally peeling and scabbing and
did it affect the gooping. Tattoo?
Goopy is an awful word.
Did it fuck with the tattoo in the long run?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, color left. Like, but like this, I just healed this with nothing on it.
The nips! I can't believe I forgot about those.
Yeah, but these healed like perfectly fine.
Those are sick.
I probably put lotion on it. Got fucked up.
It doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah, but it's like, look at all the scar tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
What are the bones for?
What, these?
Yeah.
It's crossbones, you know, that look sick.
I love how you're just like, no justification, you just say look sick. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have different nipple ones, like fun ones, like the door knocker ones, or like?
I want a different type of nipple ring.
There might be one for you. I saw on Instagram Reels, somebody had a police badge, but in the middle, it was a bar. You can put
that's
it over
sick.
Nipples.
That's
pretty
sick.
Cool.
I'm just kind of scared to take them out.
Yeah,
I've never done that.
Really?
It's the worst pain ever, dude.
Worse
Is it
than
really?
Any other piercing?
Dude, like, it's like.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even thought
of
it.
You know how many nerves are in your nipples, dude?
17,806.
It's like piercing your fucking
Holy
clit.
Holy shit, you're right.
Piercing your clit.
You go up to a girl, you're like, I understand your pain. I also have my nipples pierced. I understand the
it's
hardships.
It's bad. It's just, really? It's like, if you look at a diagram of the nerves in your nipple, like, I had to do one at a time.
Sober?
Yeah.
Sauced up. Oh, okay.
I always regret being sober when I get a tattoo or a piercing.
Aren't you not supposed to take any, like, drugs or drink, whatever, thinner, because right? It thins your blood out?
Yeah, but if you're, like, tattoo artist is chill, then it's fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
Well,
because,
like, they don't care if you bleed.
And they're also handling themselves.
I also don't care if I bleed.
Got it.
Really?
Yeah.
What piece took the longest?
I can tell you what hurt the most is my back tattoo, and I was off like 10 shots.
And you could still feel it?
No.
Oh.
But it did hurt a lot.
You're like, somebody told me.
I had to get to 10 so I didn't feel it.
Oh,
so you started sober and you're like, fuck, and then went shot for shot.
And he like, and he went to the mini market down the street and just gave me a bunch of Crown Royal shooters, and we had to get it done.
Yeah. God, dude, what's your take on people getting anesthesia and then doing tattoos and then coming out of it?
People do
if,
that?
If yeah, someone
Mello yeah, did yeah. it. LaMelo Ball.
Dude, it's he so funny.
Both of his feet tattooed.
Tomorrow I'm getting put under for if anesthesia. I should back, get it.
Like if someone gave me the stencil of an entire back tattoo, which is something that people take like years to get.
Yeah.
Because it's like 9-10 sessions. Also is like the worst place. Also is the worst place for pain. I would do it if I could get it done overnight. If I could do anesthesia and just get it
just
done.
Just to get it done.
I'm pretty sure LaMelo Ball got his entire back done. He was just did anesthesia and came out and was done.
Goddamn. Starting something new is terrifying. But with Shopify, it doesn't have to be. When you start a podcast, a business, a merch line, whatever it is, there's always that voice in your head going, what if nobody cares? What if nobody buys anything? What if it's just build a website for my mom and these three bots, okay? That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from U.S. huge household names to brands that are just getting started. And the best part is you don't need some genius coder locked up in a basement paying them too much hourly. Shopify has hundreds of ready-to-use templates that you can build a store that actually looks like your brand. They've also got AI tools that help with product descriptions, page headlines, and even product photography. Plus, you can run email and social campaigns, manage inventory, payouts, analytics, shipping, returns, and more all in one place. It's time to turn those what-ifs into
cha-ching
with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month order trial today at shopify.com/socks. Go to shopify.com/socks. That is shopify.com/socks.
Goddamn.
I'm here for it.
Sounds easy.
I'm here
for it. So you're for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for more anesthesia. I mean, just in general. Like, you're at jury duty. Just fucking gas me up.
Oh, anesthesia is kind of fire. Like, when I got my wisdom teeth removed, you know, it's kind of sick.
I'm doing it tomorrow. I got to get a colonoscopy. Your boy got a bad colon. But they put me under, and it's kind of fun. I've done it twice. They, like, count you down from 10.
Oh, yeah. You know they don't know why it puts you to sleep. They just know it works.
That's terrifying.
I don't like that.
Every time I've gotten it done, like, you always have to sign, I could die from this.
Yes.
And we don't know why you could die from it, but, like, you can.
I low-key like it because I feel like an edgelord a little bit. I'm like, I could die.
Yeah.
And you get, like, a little warm and cold at the same time and you just wake up. It's very bizarre, and I'm going to be doing it tomorrow at 11 a.m., so...
You're rock hard right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, man. Well, because I've had to do it twice, and they count you down, and they go, like, 10, 9, 8, You never make it past,
yeah, you
like
never
six.
Make it to one.
But so last time he's like, start counting. I just said, here we go. And then I just passed out. I thought those were pretty cool words to go.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
You're doing it
here
tomorrow?
Yeah.
Dude, you got to try hard as fuck. You should film it. Try hard as fuck to get to one. Be like, y'all, I'm going to get to one.
What's up, guys? Today we're going to be trying to get... just Mr. Beast myself. I am excited, and you wake up kind of like loopy from it a little bit,
yeah,
which is fun. The first time I got a colonoscopy, I got a bad colon, so I have to do this, but the first time I woke up from it, they're like wheeling me back to the area, and this person who fully just saw the inside of my asshole, saw everything if not more, as they're wheeling me back, they're like, hey, big fan, by the way. And I was like, that is the most intrusive fan you could ever have.
What if they were just a fan of your own asshole?
I didn't even think
never
about that.
Never saw any videos, but just your own asshole?
That happens a lot of my friends when they get like a Brazilian wax.
Really? They recognize him by the pussy? Like, wait, I've seen your stuff before.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they just like compliment like how nice it is down there?
Well, they're like, you know, they're like full on walk. They're full on waxing your butthole.
Yeah.
And everything in between. And then afterwards, they're like, by the way, a huge fan. Like, damn.
Yeah, you can't reveal that.
Oh, yeah. You got to walk in that with, like, a scream mask or something.
Yeah. And also, it's, like, so weird. The guy's, like, taking a picture as he's fucking doing it.
Have you guys ever had anything like that? Like, a doctor or a physical? Or
yeah.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Well, I've just gotten, like, checkups and stuff. Like,
and afterwards, you're like, hey,
I've had, like, my
YouTube
balls checked. No, but, like,
dude, the exact same thing. Like, yeah, cough, put, do the whole thing.
Yeah, they put, like, like strawberry jelly on your balls, and then yeah, check it. And then no, that would have been crazy if they're like, oh, love your videos, by the way.
You've never had that happen? No. You know, what have you?
Yeah, I've had the fucking the ball check and like an anus check.
And they recognized you?
And well, the person that the doctor that did it, but the assistant that was like assisting, which is also, you don't need to assist, just fucking put it on your finger and just go in there. But the woman that was assisting at the doctor left, the woman that was like cleaning up and everything. Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm a big fan. I was like, well, you literally just saw me get fingered. Like, she you saw you. Me so get funny. Fingered.
She cucked you.
She did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, it's illegal to talk about that, right? Like, for them to.
I don't, you're right.
Oh, HIPAA.
HIPAA.
But maybe not for the waxing, huh?
Ooh. Do you? Is no, I don't wait, think
waxing's
that.
Not under HIPAA.
No, they're not doing waxing at Kaiser Permanente.
No.
I'm here to get my Brazilian. Man, there's people dying, and I'm dying to get rid of this bush.
Yeah, do it, please, Manscaped.
That's so interesting. But I guess like if you do that, you just see so much. Well, I guess if you do it in Los Angeles, you're like
you're
not starstruck.
You're probably kind of used to it. I mean, a lot of people like obviously like.
I would want to interview somebody and be like, "Did you ever meet somebody who you knew who they were and like you had bad things to say? Like, oh, I met blah blah blah, didn't smell great.
Oh yeah,
you know they got war stories too. Did Maybe you, horror stories
like wax people.
Yeah, like if
you should have a wax person on the show.
Honestly,
like the most Hollywood wax person.
Sometimes I wish
who had the dingleberries.
Yes, yeah. I wish the show was like Pawn Stars where we could say it and then that person would just walk in. You know, it's like, oh, well, we actually have a wax specialist the street.
We need to hire like 11 more people.
I would love to. Happen. Well, yeah, you got to get like a shady one because we had Terry DeBrow on recently. He's like the biggest like Hollywood surgeon.
He was awesome.
And he's like, I have every secret in the world I can say about what celebrity does what. But he wouldn't tell us. And yeah,
no, you got to make them shadow or like pixelated, deep in their voice.
Like it's gangland.
I'm going to tell you everything.
Yeah.
That's
the person with
good.
The smallest cock.
Do you
the whistleblower, the Hollywood whistleblower?
Yeah, then we get
shot the waxing,
next week.
The waxing
the
whistleblower,
the waxing whistleblower,
the waxer Brazilian blower.
Do you
that would be festive.
Before you go into the colonoscopy? Do you like do a full trim?
I've never done that. Should I do it?
Colonoscopy. I haven't done it either, but I need.
You generally don't have to do it until you're like 60.
What I heard like 30.
I don't think it's 30. What is it? Does someone want to look that up? I think it's like 50 something. 50,
is it?
Yeah. And then I got pushed back because it used to be 60.
At 50, they're like...
Well, I think it's more so like if you have like pains in that region, but...
It's also genetic, dude. Like we're Ashkenazi Jewish, bro. It's like really, really like rampant colon cancer in Ashkenazi Jewish
people. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just like you see these articles about like Chadwick Boseman and it's like they just happen out of nowhere. Freaks me out more than anything.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's like it's getting like younger people are getting it by the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, every time...
Phones and AI.
Yeah, I do talk about it every once in a while. Somebody will like DM me and be like, thank you for spreading the awareness on colon cancer. And I'm like, I'm talking about putting stuff up my ass.
Yeah, I can't eat carbs. That's what I'm
doing. Dude, tonight I have to drink a gallon of stuff called like, I don't know what it is. Soylent?
Man, semen?
No, that's protein. Soylent, I don't know what it is. But you drink this jug every 15 minutes, you have to have a cup and explode. Oh, and like an hour later, you're just shitting clear. Yep, there she is.
There she is. Huh?
There she is.
Is that
what
thick,
called
is
PEG
that thick water?
3350?
I wish it was.
Is it called PEG 3350?
Dude, let me tell you
I didn't even know that model was dropped.
Dude.
They upgraded. Let me tell you something. You can't even peg that because there's so much force going out constantly.
Wow.
Yep, there it is. Right there.
That's it?
I actually made a video about it last time I did it, and it did not bad, so maybe we'll make one tonight.
Wait, you have to drink it after or before the
before.
Colonoscopy?
So this clears your body because they have
during
to put
would be crazy.
They have to put a camera in your ass, and that's how they see what's going on.
Do you get to see it?
No, but they told me last time.
You know the earwax videos where you could see?
They told me last time I can watch it if I want. It's on my kaiserpermanente.org.
I mean, dude, you put it on TikTok
1080p, baby.
Well, hold on. You didn't answer my question. Before you go in there knowing... Great. Before you go in there knowing that they're going to look, do you, like, give it a little trim?
I haven't thought about that, but maybe I should now.
I think you should.
You think?
Yeah, I would.
Should I put a heart in my cheeks? We just put like a little note in there. Hey, boys.
How long is it?
Yeah, just like
wait,
a message.
Dude,
in a
it's
bottle?
Like 10 minutes.
Are you awake for it? You feel it?
No, they put you under. That's where you get that anesthesia.
Well, how big's the camera?
Oh.
Like a GoPro?
Whoa.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's like they have these like scientific cameras that are like a little
FX3?
Snakes.
FX3? Just shove it
yeah.
there?
No, it's just like a little tube. But the procedure takes.
If it's so small.
Because I guess if you like
I'm
sneeze.
If you sneeze.
Oh, you're right, though. You're right, though. If you sneeze.
Well, if you sneeze, it like fucking, you know, no, or if you like moan a little too loud. But the procedure takes 10 minutes, but the whole prep is like 12 hours.
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, from 7 p.m. to like 6 a.m. tonight, I'm fucked.
Well, why don't they just put you under sooner so you don't have to sit and wait?
But you have to honestly clean yourself out.
But still, like, let me shit while I'm passed out.
I don't think you can do that.
I don't know. Somebody somewhere.
It's always fun to go to like McDonald's or something after doing those things.
Well, what I was thinking
is positive attitude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna eat horrendously after.
Are you really?
But in my head, I'm like, so I'm also, because I got a bad colon, I have to be gluten free. But today's the day where I should eat the most amount of bread because I'm gonna be shitting myself anyways. Give me a bread bowl with only bread in it. I guess that's a loaf, but give me all the bread in the world.
Well, hold on, dude. Yes.
Give me a, you know, why not?
Goddamn.
This next podcast is brought to you by Blue Chew. Guys, if you're lady or your fella, if there's ever a month where you need Blue Chew, it's this month right here. Okay?
Right now.
Or that person is sending you that eggplant emoji at 2 a.m. is ready for better sex, then you should be too. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew has been on a mission for years to help guys build confidence and actually perform in the bedroom. And now Blue Chew Gold is their new arousal boosting formula, helping millions of men have better sex in the big 2026.
Here's the thing. Getting physically ready and actually being in the mood are not always the same thing. Your body might be saying game time, but your brain is thinking about your rent, your group chat, or whether her weird little dog is about to scratch at the door. Blue Chew Gold combines two ingredients for blood flow and two ingredients for mental arousal and connection. So your head and your hardware, your pee-pee, can get on the same page. Okay? Less talking, more rocking that thing. Don't let your mind get in the freaking way of a good time. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners right now. When you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code SOCKS. That is promo code SOCKS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Goddamn.
Dude, we're about to get lunch.
Please give me a
Philly cheese. Let's order his sandwich from Fat Sal's.
Holy shit.
It looked crazy good.
Can you explain it one more time?
Yeah, you told me.
I'll just show you a photo.
Yeah, he told me off pod, but
what is it called?
So
the Weber Witch?
It's called the Fat Jake.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, and everything is, you know, it's a crazy sandwich, but everything goes together beautifully. Okay.
Fat Sal's hammered might be the most lethal.
Chicken fried steak, sausage, pimento cheese, gravy,
oh my god.
Tabasco.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That looks incredible.
Dude, it looks great.
And there's also the Fat Jake shake.
What's the shake?
It's like a pecan pie shake. There's a whole slice of pecan pie.
A whole slice?
Oh, yeah, that's me trying it. It's big. So, you know, it's kind of like two meals. Look at that.
Dude, first of all, I love your hair in this.
Oh, thanks.
It looks sick.
Some people said it looked like I was wearing hair on top of my hair.
No, I like it.
Sometimes
there,
in
that's
comment,
the sausage.
Look at that shit, though.
Right there. Gravy it's right there.
Hold on, are you just fingering the sandwich? Wow, it looks really good. Dude, I'm telling you, we should get it.
Yeah, it looks like a cartoon sandwich, doesn't it?
It does.
And do you get it for free when you go?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, like, do you, like, tell them or they know?
Yeah, no, they...
You're like, hey, that's me.
Yeah, like, when you walk in, like, my video's playing, like, in the store.
Really?
And, like, it's on the napkin holders. Like, I'm like...
Would you say that is... And I know you've done a lot of really sick stuff, but would you say that's, like, on your, like, peak of, like, this is the sickest thing I've done?
Yeah, it's, like, the coolest thing I've done.
Getting your name after an item is pretty sick. I think it's, like, you and Hailey Bieber are the only people in town.
Yeah.
And they took her name off the smoothie.
No.
Really?
It's not the Hailey Bieber shake anymore. If anyone can confirm.
Yeah, look at that. That's the shake.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And there's a whole slice of pie in it.
Wait, that looks incredible.
Wow. I don't even know if I like pecan pie, but it looks good.
You're about to.
Well, it's candied. And if you like candy, you know, it's really sweet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy, this would do numbers in your hometown.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I mean, that's their coffee in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Dude, you have that shake and immediately you have to cut off your foot.
It falls off. I think it falls off naturally.
It's a hefty one. It's a hefty one.
It looks awesome. I'm just fucking around.
Yeah, Hailey Bieber, they dropped her name from it. I mean, it was selling so well, she probably was like, give me more money. And they're like, girl, we need it without you. But it's known as the Hailey Bieber shake.
She might have not came up with the concept if they could just rock. Oh, Love Island. It airs today. I'm excited.
You big Love Island guy?
I try... a part of me feels guilty for watching it, but I like it.
Oh, why? Why? Why do you feel guilty?
I know people that have been on it before, and you know, and it's just like I couldn't watch their season knowing them now because it's like they're like and then they're like in an enclosure, basically.
Can you walk me through the premise? I literally don't even know the premise.
Well, there's an island.
They're on an island.
Which one?
No phone. There's only like eight of them.
I'm out.
They can't really, I think they could maybe drink sometimes. They can't like smoke or do anything. They barely sleep, you know, just like, it's just like, and then they have to find love, you know.
They find love, but there's pivot points where they like bring in new people, right?
Yeah. But also they don't know the public's opinion until they get off. Like they could think, oh, I did pretty good. And then the
and
whole
don't see
world
the edit.
Hates them.
And it comes out every day, right?
Every day, yeah.
The guy who knows everything about it.
They all sleep in the same room. There's no privacy.
Is there any?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they'll show it. Like not like the actual
thing?
Sex, but they'll
on Peacock. That's why it's on Peacock.
They'll show them like the under the sheets, but they're not afraid to show you getting frisky.
Really?
It's got to be
all in the same room. It's like fucking in college.
Yeah, it's like eight beds in a row, and you have to couple up, or you could get kicked off the island.
What do you mean?
Oh,
couple up? You
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you have to find somebody or else you get kicked off, like Jake said. But then they bring in hotter people, the bombshells. They'll be like, hey, you know you found love with this guy or girl? Well, here's eight more sexy motherfuckers. And then you see, like, do you leave that person or not?
God,
it's literally a giant social
experiment. You should watch Temptation Island.
Which What's that?
Oh, my God.
I've heard of it.
I literally just found out about it. Four couples that are in a little bit of a rocky situation need to test their loyalty. So they get put on an island. The girls of the relationship go to their own house with like 20 of the sexiest guys ever. And
I'm
then
out.
The guys. The
if guy- my girl went, no, absolutely not. I'm out.
Is
it
this,
sounds so cool though.
Is this the one where there was that meme of the guy sprinting on the beach? We watched it here. What
I'm
was
not
that?
Sure.
He was like screaming her name.
Oh, I thought didn't we watch like the Spanish version of this? And they were like actually going to town?
Well, yeah, I forget what
yeah,
it
was. Yeah, that's the thing is they all folded. Except yeah. the girls, you know, they cried for a few days, but the guys got right to it. Then the girls got to it.
It's also funny because you film this, you forget what you said, and it comes out months later. And to your point, you have no idea how the public's even viewing it.
Yeah.
And then like think about like smoking weed like late at night and thinking about it.
Oh my God. And I'm sorry, how long are they on this island for? I guess it just depends.
For Love Island or Temptation Island?
Love Island.
Love Island is like a couple months.
Is it like a guilty pleasure good or is it actually good?
Watching it?
Yes, sir.
Both.
Okay.
Like when you think about how crazy TV could get, it's just like it's literally the perfect show.
And you're also like as you're watching, you find your people you love, your villains, people you hate. Dude, I get sucked in that shit. Easy.
Yeah, you get sucked in.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't.
Top
I have.
Off.
You like you get into their drama, and it's like then you can't miss an episode.
I have trouble watching this type of stuff because it feels so fake to me. Does this feel not?
It's
fake?
Real. It's real.
Is it?
Love Island? Yeah. I know multiple people that were on it. It's real.
And it's not produced. No one's like, you say this and blah, blah, blah.
No, yeah. It's all real. Like, they do have, like, I know that they have, like, therapists, like, on the island, like, that they go to every day.
Holy
What
shit.
Do their therapy questions look like? Like, please don't crack her.
Oh, yeah.
We know you want to.
I'm not
to.
Sure, but it's just, like, you know, it's, like, something that is just, like, it's just something that's not normal for the brain. But it's real. It's all legit. It's all
Would you ever do a show like that?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. They also cancel everyone before they even go on it.
I saw that. Two people sniped.
Yeah.
What do you mean they cancel?
Well, it's like, you know when people get SNL and then everybody does a deep dive on their internet? It's that.
Fuck.
And a girl with a full leg tattoo said a word you should not say.
You said it.
No.
What? Wow, that's... awful. Like, yeah. Just
watch. But,
like,
but I know what you mean, though, because, like, I've seen shows where I was like, I actually can't really watch this because I feel like it's not real. But, like, Love Island, like, I know it's real. So, like, that's why watching it feels crazy. Mm. Yeah. Also feels guilty.
Yeah, my girls have watched me Selling Sunset. I watched, like, 15 minutes. I was like,
yeah,
this fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah,
everyone's
because nobody's fucking.
Real. All the scenarios are set.
It's house
It's fucking terrible. But you know what the best reality show of all time is?
Secret Lives of Mormon
Spectrum.
Wives.
Yes.
Love on the Spectrum is the best, and it's not even close.
Yeah. I actually cannot believe that some people think that's fake. Like, they're actors. Like, bro.
They can't. Dude, but that's why this show is so good.
The people on the spectrum. They think they're faking it. It's crazy.
No, but that's it's why the crazy. Show. That's why the show is so good, because they.
I wouldn't be surprised
they,
if it wasn't
they,
a British
they
actor.
They have to be honest, like they. Yeah. Because with the cameras, you see the parents or whatever acting all weird because there's cameras. But the people that are on the spectrum, they don't. There's the cameras aren't there. They don't care. So they're being so honest in the moment. You can like really feel it. That's the reality show that I fucking love.
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely probably my favorite love show.
Dude, I cry almost every freaking episode. They're so goddamn cute.
They're so wholesome, you know.
They're
like,
so wholesome,
like,
man.
They're so pure.
Yeah,
so,
like, he's got longer hair.
To watch.
Is it James? He has a sword.
James.
I guess it doesn't narrow
James
down.
James, he like goes. Like,
James
you know,
is James yeah. is my goat.
Oh, yeah, he's James the best. Is my goat. You know, there's a new my goat on the newest season.
Oh, is curly it, hair. The he likes. Thomas the Train, is that one?
Well,
Thomas the Train.
I don't know
that's every
that could
season.
Also be half of them. Yeah.
No, he's a. Oh my! Have you seen the newest
yes,
season?
Yes.
The guy, the shorter Mexican dude is always like interesting.
Oh, per se.
Interesting per se.
Yes.
That's my favorite dude, man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And he, oh man,
everyone is just so likable.
Yes, and the other dude that. I can't think of his name. The guy that wore the blue jacket?
Yeah.
Curly hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's oh my God. That's
oh,
him.
I haven't seen
dude,
him.
I love
yeah,
him. Can you
lit.
Play him some?
Say my name or should I wait for the camera to start?
Camera's already started.
Oh, right. Hello, you guys. My name is Dylan. I'm 22 years old and I live with my mother. And ever since I want to find love.
How would you describe yourself, though?
Myself will be kind and goofy and funny and warm person. And a street guy, you know what?
A street guy.
Yeah, like in the streets.
Oh, like, yeah, well, you like a gangster.
Exactly.
Here's my like, gun collection.
Yo, what's up, whatever, or cool with that.
What a guy.
I think he means like street smarts, probably.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
I
don't know really what he meant, but he always says like he's in the middle of a thing, he's on a date, whatever, and the girl's like, I'm Megan or whatever. He goes, ooh, interesting. Like he says it 700. There are so many compilations of him saying
dogs and
wow.
dolphins.
Dogs, interesting. If you wanted to hold hands.
Sure.
Ooh.
My boy.
I know, right?
Yeah. It is a beautiful show.
Interesting.
Interesting.
It is good. Do you like that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I love him
well,
so
do you
much.
Like karaoke? No,
I love
this
it. He finds hella shit interesting.
I know. I wish I was like
not
that.
Not enough people find shit interesting.
I love that. Dude, I'm
they,
on all TikTok
all,
views.
I know. They're so
I
wholesome. They're talking about Legos and we're over here like, my algorithm doesn't like
but
me. He's like, but the sun likes you.
I know. He's like, look, I tied my shoe. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a great
have
show.
Have you heard the Lego controversy lately?
Oh,
no.
What?
What's going
do you know
on?
Reckless Ben?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude,
I don't.
The biggest thing, like, ever. Like, he's trying to get this guy's stolen Legos back. It's like $200,000 worth of Star Wars Legos.
Holy shit.
And it's in Utah. And the store, it's like a Lego store, and the person that owns the store is Mormon, and so is the whole city.
Okay.
So Reckless Ben comes in, and he tries to get this guy the stolen Legos back, but the city is also Mormon, and they are working with the store, and then
okay.
So they're trying. So he has like the court papers to get the stolen Legos back. But the city's like basically not letting him help the guy get his Legos back. So like so far, Reckless Ben's had his car raided for heroin. He's been in jail multiple times.
Because he's in Utah?
Yeah.
They're like planting heroin in his car?
Not planting it, but like they're not letting the guy get the paper served to get his money back. Like they're like all working together, the whole town.
But why do they care so much about him not getting his Legos back? Just because the guy's not Mormon?
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by GLD. Let's talk about GLD, because if you're trying to get your father a gift this Father's Day that isn't another golf shirt or a Home Depot gift card or, you know, papers from the divorce, it's time. This is the move. GLD makes chains, pendants, bracelets, watches, and pieces that you actually can wear and upgrade your entire fit without trying too hard. Plus, the details look even better in person. I was rocking the shit out of some GLD when I was in Japan, and I was feeling GLD and golden. It's time to get that new piece that instantly makes you feel confident in yourself without doing too much. Throw it on a black shirt and boom, that black shirt just got a massive upgrade. We're the most boring fit in the world, but with GLD people, you look like Timothée Chalamet.
That's what I'm talking
Mixing
about.
Mixing four. And, yes! speaking of basketball.
Yeah, buddy, they've got official collabs with NFL, NBA, WNBA, MLB, NCAA, NHL, MLS, and DC Comics. So you can get something personal without panic buying at the last second. Plus, their pieces are waterproof, sweatproof, durable, and guaranteed for life. And honestly, now's the perfect time to do it because for a limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal. Use code SOCKS to get 40% off. You heard me, dude. 40% off at GLD.com. That's 40% off with code SOCKS at GLD.com. After your purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
Goddamn.
No, because the guy, the store owner, is like friends with the police. So it's like a whole YouTube series right now, but it's like huge. Like everyone's talking about it.
So
and Reckless been like, yeah, he got his like house swatted, his car raided for heroin.
My God.
It's insane. But like everything, like nothing turns up for anything that's happening. But it's just like the craziest shit.
I'm just gonna make sure I got this right. So there was a gentleman, let's call him Ben. Ben got his Legos stolen.
Well, Ben's the guy that's helping get the Legos back. So that would make it confusing if you called him Ben too.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Reckless Ben.
I mean, yeah. I thought you kept saying Reckless Spin. All right. So let's not call him Ben.
Netspin got his Legos stolen.
Netspin
got his Legos stolen, and the Legos are now in a store?
Yeah.
Okay, and then they're like, yo, those are my Legos. Give them back.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I didn't know where the Legos were.
And they got the papers to be served to the guy.
Got it.
To get the court case rolling.
How do you find out who stole it?
I don't know. Like, I watched the second video, not the first, but it's actually crazy. Because all the body cam footage, like, he could get it released, and literally it's just, like, half of it's redacted. And, like, you could just, like, tell, like, it's really, like, it's getting, like, insane. And I think he's in Mexico right now because they're trying to arrest him with no bail.
Bro,
they're trying to arrest Ben or the Utah guy?
Ben.
Okay.
The Utah guy, nothing has happened to him.
This is what's so crazy because when I hear this, I'm like, this is the top of this story. There's something way deep. Like, there's got to be,
the
like...
The cartel!
For real. There's got to be something inside those Legos. Like, there's something crazy.
Perk 30.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But you know what I mean? This feels like there's a whole city acting nuts over some Legos.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be some, like, gang-related, narcos-type shit because of
these Legos. Do you think people who play with Legos are in gangs?
He is. Interesting.
That's true.
Per se. Crazy. Crazy. I got to watch this. This seems so
You should. Like, because it's, like, it's all on YouTube, but, like, you watch it and you're like, this can't get crazier, and it does. Like,
so do you think Netflix is going to buy this?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a Netflix thing, like a motherfucker.
Maybe. Like, I know he has shows that, like, where it's too crazy to even be, like, on platforms.
Really?
Well, he just, like, does a lot of, like, exposing and stuff. Like, McCamey Manor.
And then he just puts on a Rumble or whatever?
What was the one you said?
McCamey Manor. You know that haunted house that everyone talked about where you, like, are on the verge of dying and get your teeth ripped out and your hair, like...
Wait, maybe
it's like, the scariest haunted house ever. Like, no one could make it through.
Oh, and he went there?
Yeah, he went there and found out that it's not real. The guy actually takes you to his backyard and just, like, sprays you with a hose and waterboards you until you give up. But the place it's supposed to be known as the scariest...
Where is this?
I don't know. Somewhere in buttfuck nowhere, but...
It's in America.
Yeah, but, like, just, like... Or, like, Scientology. Like,
I love the runs. The Scientology runs people
do. Yes, yes. Like, so, great. Scientology, he got signed up, and this was before people really knew about the Ray-Ban metaglasses or whatever. So he was, like, wearing them, getting initiated, and, like, one of the things he had to do was, like, sit in a sauna for, like, 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Which is, like, terrible for the body.
Yeah.
But then I guess after that, they're like, okay, well, if you want to go higher up, like, do the next thing, you pretty much have to pay us thousands, like, to get to the next step. So, like, he's just, like, he just exposes, like, crazy shit all the time.
Wow. And then where does all this footage live if it can't live on YouTube? Is it just,
It gets re-uploaded. So you could, like, find it on YouTube. But, like, yeah. He's a firecracker.
This guy's great.
Yeah.
Is he? Can I say that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's hella chill and nice, and he just does crazy shit. That, like, Like, I remember he came to my birthday party. He's like, yeah, like, the police are after me right now.
That's what's so hard about YouTube is trying to compete with that.
Yeah.
Like, that's out there. But also, thank you for your Japan video. I watched that before going to Japan.
Really?
Yeah, the 7-Eleven one.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I was like, my girlfriend loves you.
Oh, really?
By the way, loves
that's sick.
You.
Hell yeah.
So we were thinking about a Japan trip, and then she's like, we got to watch, you know, Jake's on this. We watched the 7-Eleven one, and she's like yelling at the screen like it's a football game. She's like, no, you got to get this, and they didn't get this. And you like took a bite of something you didn't like, and she's like, no, he's wrong. He's wrong. So
did you like it?
Loved it.
Hell yeah.
Loved it.
What was your favorite thing that you got from 7-Eleven there?
My favorite thing was obviously the egg sandwich, but I got an egg sandwich and I put a hash brown in it.
Whoa!
That was fucking good. The hash brown in it was
great. I forget about Free Will sometimes.
It's fucking nuts, dude. I put a Zen in there if I could. Or Lucy. Yeah, I loved that. There was just so much good stuff, really. Just no notes. I like the whole place of Japan. Like, no notes.
Bar Hop?
Yeah,
that
Golden
was so
Guy.
Fun.
You went there.
Was that the one with like the really small bars?
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, it's trippy. I know it's like a touristy trap out there, and a lot of locals don't go there. But like that place was like.
I love tourist traps.
Really?
That's when I go to a city. Like I need it to be the most touristy thing ever. Like if I go to Mexico, like I don't want to like go to like a random like
give me a Baja
beach.
Fresh.
I want to go like where they like give you a chair and then they bring you a menu. Like I want to if I'm on vacation, I want to be very catered to.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and I want it to be like as cheesy as possible.
Dude, Golden
Cheesy can be really
is...
fun. Cheesy can be super fun.
Yeah.
So it's just a grid. It's like four or five just alleyways, and it's tiny bars all to the left and right that maybe seat 10 at max.
Yeah.
And
you just inside of one of them.
It
looks like the inside of a hard drive.
Like, I love
like,
Vegas.
This
I
looks
love
like
Vegas.
Amsterdam for food.
Yeah, but dude, super sick. Love
but like,
it
look
there.
At that. There's only like two seats in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's and you can smoke cigarettes in there. It was I loved it. I thought it was gonna feel like too crowded and touristy. And dude, you met like so many cool people. We met a bunch of motherfuckers from like the Netherlands.
Yeah, look at that! Like three seats in that bar.
Super sick. Really, really a fun bar.
But they get pissed if you film it. Like we got in
really?
Trouble for
oh,
a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like technically private property.
Oh, in the bars on the outside?
Like that whole thing. So half of the bars, you actually can't even go in as an American.
Yeah. I did get, that was the one place.
I'm sorry, what?
I got reverse profile. I went in and the guy said, Americans, and went like this.
Yeah, they're like, hell no. Nah,
yeah, and I was hammered.
Because
I was holding up yen. I was like, why? Okay.
They just like don't want to deal.
That was pretty funny.
No, I didn't give you that. Yeah.
They just don't want to deal with like tourism. Like they just want to. You know, they just want to be with their
boys.
People, chilling.
Chill their boys. That was great. You did an Italy one too, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to Italy in like 2 weeks.
Oh, hell
any,
yeah. Which
any
part?
Notes, thoughts? Sardinia and Portofino.
Sardinia, if it's like on the on season, I went on the off season in Sardinia and it was awful.
Really?
Why? Just no one there?
Because no one lived. Yeah, no one's there.
When is the off season? Is it next week?
I think not. Maybe just like not in summer.
Okay.
I think you're good. But like it was off season and there was like, literally, like, I think only, like, two open restaurants on the island, and everyone there was, like, very senior citizen. Like, they're about to die.
Wow.
When did you go?
I don't remember. Maybe, like, in October.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one
was... You sure it wasn't June?
No one was there. Yeah. Okay. I think you're good in June.
All right.
Okay.
I want to go to Mykonos. That's, like, a place like that. Yeah.
Oh.
So Mykonos is, like, in season, though. It has to be in season.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a summer. Yeah.
Sounds like a damn vegetable.
But, like, off-season, it's, like, empty.
For you, was it like, I want to go to Japan and make a video? Or you're like, I just want to go to Japan? Or you're like, I want to try something new? Or like, what inspires the travel to make a video?
Well, I went with my friend the first time. Yeah. And we realized that we like to go places where we like the food. Mm. And she likes sushi and ramen. So we're like, let's go to Japan.
Mm.
Didn't know anything about anime or anything like that. Just knew that we like sushi and ramen. And it was sick.
I fucking love it.
Kind of all you really need.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like if you're going, you said Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fuck with, like...
Pizza?
Pizza?
Well, out there you can, because the flour is all... It's uncut. There's no fent or any of that in there. It's, like, it's like real flour. So, yeah, I'm about to fucking...
It's also light as hell. Like, you could eat a whole pizza and not feel yucky.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited for that. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I'm going to rip some heaters.
Just get ready, like, to have no ice in your water and no AC.
Yeah, I've been to Spain before.
None
they
of
don't...
that.
They don't fancy that for some reason.
And no ranch. Like, if you ask for ranch, they'll look at you like, what the fuck
you
are
can't
you
ask
talking
for ranch.
About, bro?
And what, you ask for ranch for what, for pizza?
Pizza.
literally anything, like French fries, pizza, wings. It's a kind of a universal dip.
Is ranch only American thing?
Yeah.
It feels like it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring your own bottle.
I just fucked myself up. Yeah. What is the flavor of ranch?
Hidden Valley.
No, but like, what is ranch?
It's ranch.
Okay.
That's really the only way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
like how Dr. Pepper's is Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, when you put Dr. Pepper's cinnamony, there's no. But let's conjure something. What is ranch? What is it?
Dude, I'm so dumb. There's pepper almost
in
said,
there. There's pepper in there.
Mayonnaise, probably.
I almost said it's like a Dorito, but that is Cool Ranch.
Oh, shit. I thought you were onto something, dude. I swear to God. I'm
but
dumb
that,
too.
You know?
Yeah, of course.
What came first?
What
chicken
are the flavors
egg?
On that Dorito. Cool Ranch Dorito?
Goddamn. Goddamn. What are the spices? What is ranch?
I'm cool with pepper. Definitely salt. I guarantee you there's some mayonnaise. But there's also some weird shit, like egg yolk or probably something like that.
Well, then that would be the mayonnaise.
Mm. Is egg yolk mayonnaise?
Yeah, mayonnaise is pretty much just egg.
All right.
Is it?
I'm dumb.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know anything about food. Literally nothing.
There's definitely like a... What the hell is in ranch? Well, there's definitely like...
Maybe like paprika? Now I'm just listing spices.
Buttermilk?
Your buttermilk.
Honestly, that was great.
Well, it's called Buttermilk Ranch.
Great.
Where do you think has the best ranch?
Wingstop.
Okay.
I fucking love Wingstop.
I think a slept on one is Jack in the Box. They give it to you cold.
My friend Johnny says that.
Jack in the Box is great ranch.
I didn't know they give it to you cold. You know who also has a great ranch? Chick-fil-A.
Dude.
Chick-fil-A's ranch is unbelievable.
I get every sauce there.
Yeah, you have Chick-fil-A? To.
Yeah, you have to.
And they
to,
can't
like,
say yeah. no. See,
they don't say
here,
no.
You little slut. My pleasure. Bring me it all.
Yeah.
But it is insane when you go to like McDonald's and you feel like a warm ranch. I'm like, you lost your fucking mind. You lost your goddamn Mick Marbles.
They also look at you and you're at McDonald's.
Are they still
what
charging?
What is this, your final meal? Get the fuck out of here.
Are they still charging for sausage?
100%. They have. I mean, I don't even know, but I would wager to guess.
Well, I actually read a sign when I was there last and they said that there was that you could only get like one sauce per five nuggets.
What
at
is
McDonald's?
This ratio?
Yeah.
What? That should be
Dude,
the clear sign
next?
Of a recession.
Universal basic income? I'm fucking sick of it.
One, you
yeah,
then
know,
you got
the
a
world's
ration.
Going down the shitter.
Yeah.
Ben had.
Who cares?
Favorite ranch?
Wow. My favorite ranch, I'm, this is.
Wingstop's
I'm,
definitely
I'm,
great call.
Yeah. Well,
there's two types of ranch.
Oh.
Like, ranch that's at like Buffalo Wild Wings and Wingstop, it can't sit on a shelf. Like, it's not shelf life.
Right.
You know, it's like real milk.
It's whipped up.
Yeah. There's something about it. So, like, when it comes from like McDonald's, you know that that's shelf ranch, you know?
Mm.
So
are
like
you sure that I can't sit on a shelf at a Wingstop?
You could try it.
I think it like separates almost, like the oil will.
Really?
It's fresh though. You know, it's like definitely a lot more like liquidy.
Mm,
you know, yeah. It comes in those big jars.
Yeah.
Like the ones from McDonald's, like it's almost like.
Nothing at McDonald's is real. Literally nothing. The meat, nothing.
That's why it's
the
so
people.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is so
the
good.
More inedible, like the more fire it is.
Oh, dude, I'm
you know, that's
such
why
a...
I like, you know, vaping is so sick.
What's your death row meal? Vape, Wingstop Ranch.
Honestly, that's such a good start. Yeah, no, like the Wingstop, I don't like the wings from there.
Whoa.
Eat the tenders.
Oh.
Juiciest motherfuckers you will ever eat.
Wow.
That feels unheard of, but yeah, I totally could agree with
you
that.
You gotta give it a chance.
Never had a tender.
It's seriously the juiciest chicken tender I've ever had in my life.
You say juiciest kind of sexual.
Juiciest.
How do you, that's the only way to say it.
Juiciest. He goes,
you
juiciest.
Sound, yeah, but yours
he,
sound
he
like
a
slur.
He has a little
slur.
Fucking A on it.
The hot honey tender.
Ooh.
Fuck.
You try that?
It's,
no,
it's rolled
it
up in some.
Awesome.
It was a limited time flavor, the hot honey, and then they had to bring it back because
I love when they do that
it.
Shit.
And now it's the number one flavor.
Is it?
Dude,
the
hot
most
honey on anything is great. You ever have a
hot honey
on pizza?
Run. Delectable.
Yes.
Hot honey on an egg sandwich, delectable.
Yeah, it's like the new food trend, hot honey.
Yeah.
Other
it's
than
really
that,
booming.
Kool-Aid, the Kool-Aid fruit.
Bro, day, we didn't even talk
that.
About that.
Dabigat.
Have you seen this?
No. Dabigat.
It's pretty like chronically online, but it's getting pretty mainstream now. Have you seen all the stuff on like Instagram Reels or anything where they're dipping pickles in Kool-Aid
yeah,
and
that.
Selling it out of like an Ultima?
Okay.
But it's like a massive, well, not everywhere, but like it's this whole new wave where they're just pouring Kool-Aid and sugar in the pickles and selling it. And there's this kid, very, very white kid who reviews it and it says a sentence, but it came out as one word.
I need
you want to just type in.
Yeah, I just need to see
that
this.
Bitch.
Yeah. He's trying to say that bitch gas. You know, yes. Referring to that. It's actually a pretty delectable meal. Yes.
We got like the genius breakdown version.
But yeah, he doesn't finish the pronunciation of each word, and he says da bitch gas. But he does at first. He says da bitch huh.
Oh yeah,
that bitch.
He gives you a little build up. Da bitch huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. He's also like 12, bro.
Is he from Memphis?
I think he's just listening to too much Netspin or something.
Right. But his friend has a really southern accent, too. So this guy must be from literally like Memphis or Alabama or something.
Yeah, he'll probably be doing like a deal with like DraftKings pretty soon after this. Like, I think he's booming right now. Has anyone located the Debegat kid?
Debegat?
Is this the next What Are Those guy?
He might be on some Hawk Tua shit the way he would.
Never wow.
Mind. Dude, I need that shit. I want to do a video where, do you guys like also do like videos like mukbangs or anything like that?
I fuck around a little bit. Like
because
I
like doing a video
Japan.
Where you only eat Facebook Marketplace food would be so funny.
That's funny.
Like going around like all these homemade concoctions.
Oh yeah.
How long you got to wait?
You just buy it. This is like a Facebook.
24 hours.
This 24 is a Facebook market food. That's where everyone's getting it. They're selling it on Facebook market.
Isn't it crazy? Really? You can rent, you can like lease a house, you can buy a bird scooter, and then you can also just
You can also like buy a Russian woman too if you want.
Facebook there's Marketplace people, there's is the people new that dark their, web. Their whole jobs are on Facebook Marketplace. Really? Like the whole business is like, there's people that only eat Facebook Marketplace food. Like when they're hungry, they hit up Facebook Marketplace and they go get some food.
What do you mean?
Because like it's like some dad's like backyard, it's some dad's backyard barbecue, and they're like, "Damn, I'm wanting some barbecue," and they go to Facebook Marketplace and they like
is
go
this
pick up
the,
a
is
meal.
Is this in the area right here, Jack? Motherfucker got New Jersey on. That shit's just gonna be heroin deals.
I didn't know this existed. This is incredible.
Yes, they only eat from Facebook Marketplace,
so you can get like crazy shit on here, and it's all homemade. Oh, here
we
now
go.
We're cooking.
Oh, shit.
Look at that first one. God
shit,
damn,
it looks
soul
good
food.
As hell. All of it.
$1 for what? Just like a plate
Yo,
of food?
Yo, hold it's, on. Yeah, it's probably hold good on. Price. Is that a meme? It says $75 food plate, and it's a fish with beans and bananas. That's the most British shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yo,
that's fake. That's got to be.
No, nah, I don't know, fake. Man.
Bro.
That looks disgusting. It looks no. like he's
it that's
in
why
the
you got to try
to
pick
River.
It up.
Wait, no. This has got to be a bit. Look, it says it does not come with the plate, so don't ask.
Yeah, this is a
bit. How the fuck does it come? It just like teleports?
In your hands?
It floats?
Dude, I mean, okay, what do we got here?
Yeah, let's actually look.
Oh, look at that awesome. Burrito. That shit's
bottom,
looks crazy.
What's bottom right? Is that fried Cheeto? Beria? This is like
look
this
at that.
Shit.
It's got the syringe with it,
that's
too.
That's your Ozempic right
yeah, there.
There
we go.
You shoot that, and then you suck out
what?
The Ozempic and shoot
that
it in.
That looks fire.
This feels
fire.
More like the Facebook Marketplace I'm thinking about.
Hot Cheeto what?
Birria bombs. Oh, birria. Love birria.
I mean, it sounds
I don't
incredible.
Know
like a birria taco? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like the, in a fucking
the,
ball.
The sauce.
Holy shit.
Bro, it's so funny because like this feels, they have like a drug dealer element to it. You know, it's like, yo, DM me on
real.
IG. It's like that same kid who was posting on Snap, like the plug emoji.
Yeah.
What is this? Is this, what's that wine called? With it?
Wine.
Never mind.
Gumbo?
What's that wine called? Gumbo.
No, it's the one that you always get at brunch.
This one's free.
What?
Mimosa?
No.
Mulled wine?
No, what the fuck
is
it?
Wine?
No, it's like a dark color with all the fruit in it.
Sangria.
Sangria. Yes. Oh. Okay, wait. Why was that one free? Go back. Today I only said I'm in $5 each.
Sure,
oh,
good
they got
gotcha. $5 each. That's a deal.
It is a deal.
And you pick it up or they deliver?
We got it.
I think you got to pick it up.
What a weird dude! Oh. You're gonna trust some motherfucker that washed his hands?
Look, what's
all
that?
This looks weird.
What's that? Unicorn?
Oh,
whoa, bro!
Bro, holy shit! That
looks
like a nerd's cluster.
That is
family. Dude, that looks so good.
I love you guys. I don't know if I'm trusting people.
No,
to make
fuck
my food.
Off, dude. One of the best things I had in Japan was the Tong Hulu, where they take the strawberry and they roll in sugar. Do you ever have that?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
I
this
feel like
would literally, you would lose every limb.
That's
you'd
insane.
Look like Patrick the Star after. Holy shit.
I feel like you should trust them.
Okay.
Dude, every time I go to Wingstop, like at least two of the workers are on fentanyl.
You know what? You're right. No, you're right.
You know how good your meal's about to be based on the amount of times your chef coughs in the back. When you hear the echo cough.
Bro,
that No, I remember. I was at Wingstop and I was like talking to the guy and he was like, so like, do you want French fries? And I was like, I think I'm gonna do veggie sticks today. It's like, yeah, dude, I wouldn't even fucking eat these French fries. It's all just like chemical bullshit. And he like went on a rant like 10 minutes, like talking about how bad the Wingstop fries are.
And he gives
me
the food
and he gave me fucking fries. Like, bro, you went on this whole tangent about how I made the right decision and you fuck up my order and gave me fries.
So he probably looked in the back and didn't see they had
veggies. That's that shit.
That big app. This is what is booming all over the internet. And visually, it's beautiful. I do want
to
try it.
$20 a jar because I heard it goes up to like 100.
Dude, give it a year and Dole will come out with their version of this because right now they're pissed. Yeah, some of the Dole factory. Why don't we think of that?
Yeah,
they're gonna gentrify
that
big
guy, he's gonna be in the commercial.
Oh, dude, he's gonna be up there with Sham Wow somewhere. Oh my god, bro! Put one of those in a Camelback at Coachella, and now we're fucking cooking.
Public meetup. I don't
bro,
like
$20. Let's go after this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wouldn't that be such a fun video idea? Just like driving around, going to as many as you can in a day.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Also, like having a little conversation with the people that give it to you.
Yeah,
to hear a little story or two.
Yeah. Also, I will say with this, if your food is shit, one, you know where he lives. Two, you got his name.
Right.
You got his Facebook. Like, oh, cool. You have three sons. About to be two.
Yeah.
Why'd you fucking cut my pineapple with heroin?
I want to sell your son on fucking Facebook Marketplace.
I want to try it. What you should do. If you want, I don't know why I'm labeling so hard. You should sell something on like just like rent an Airbnb and just sell something and see how long it takes to sell it. Like, or just like make like
sell what?
Like I don't
food?
Know. Just
like something like this.
Jake's steaks, and you're just like cooking like.
But every really, image should be like super AI and delicious.
Super cooked.
I don't know how to fucking cook a steak.
That would be funny. Yeah. Say like it's $1, but it's a beautiful photo, and then when you bring it out, you're like. Well, it's a YouTube video. What'd you expect? I'm not a chef.
Yeah, but I'll get the Dabby Gat kid.
Yeah.
Because that's the best promo because I bet that business was booming.
No, he's got to be on Cameo.
You know, it's also cool because it's like, you don't, like, a lot of people don't want to, like, support, like, big business. And, you know, like, these are, like, small businesses.
Do they have hours? Like, how does it work? You just DM the guy?
I'm wondering if they're cooking all day or if they get an order, then they cook it up.
I think probably they probably cook all day, right? They probably
cook all
day. Well,
it depends on how busy you are.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think it is one of those things where it's like you get an order and then you go straight to your kitchen and you start making whatever it is.
But this is such a cool story because if you make up, you've got like great donuts, you make great donuts, right? And all of a sudden you're selling on Facebook Marketplace and it's fucking booming. All of a sudden you get a food truck, then you get a fucking brick and mortar store. Like there is going to be a story like that, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, this is just like a YouTube version of what Spotify is for Postmates. Like anybody can upload. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but like this is DoorDash, but anybody can get on there.
I love it.
Like, it's like the come up story.
It's like the SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's like SoundCloud.
This is DoorDash. Awesome. Yeah, because there are probably incredible chefs that are just
there's like Lil Uzis and shit, you know?
Yes.
Like that's it, like the Lil Uzis of Facebook Marketplace food.
Yes.
Somewhere on the next viral trend. Well, that's
we gotta start standing
right
them.
Dude. I want to go to one of these places. I really do. And I mean there's gotta be a few out over here. I want to try the pineapple because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
I need to see if they're really guessing or not.
Oh, that looks
crazy. I bet it's the best barbecue you can probably find.
I would do meat. I would do meat.
Play. It is just funny that, so how does it work? I'm interested in this item. Did you send that or that was automated?
Good.
Well, it was automated.
$20 a plate? That shit is incredible. Look at that guy.
It is funny that Facebook is just like Kool-Aid pickles and then also just people going on political rants. What has Facebook become? Love Facebook. Still does numbers.
Love Facebook.
Love it. Meta, keep doing it. Let's see
a
few more items
dog?
On here, and then let's what?
Oh,
the
free dog food. I thought
it was
dog.
Is he asking for it?
Wow,
dude.
Are they selling it or are they asking for it?
I don't know.
Because that dog looks like he's just like waiting for.
We got bread.
What
pudding,
the hell's that?
Homemade
those cookies?
Cookie.
Those cookies look
damn
incredible.
It's like a s'mores cookie.
Yo,
homemade cookies, $3.
Ooh,
shit, bro.
What the fuck even is
and
that?
And dude, this is what I'm talking about. Like this person probably makes incredible cookies and in 7 years he's gonna have his own freaking shop.
Here's what I want to do. I'm gonna make a video where I go on here and just scroll with my finger and whatever I land on, I gotta go get it.
I like that.
Yeah?
I like that.
Would you want to be in the video?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm also like a huge foodie, so I'm good to be around when I'm talking about food.
Yeah.
I like to get the details.
right, we got some questions for Jake and a couple sock talks.
Hell okay. Yeah.
Sock right. Talk.
So Joy wants to know what's your guilty pleasure song, and you all can answer this one.
My guilty pleasure song?
Yes.
I wouldn't say that's guilty because I'm not that guilty of like what I listen to, but I love Cemetery. You do have to adjust your ears to enjoy it though.
Okay, I've heard of.
I don't. Not familiar. I have no idea.
Like if you don't listen to this type of music too often, it just sounds like.
Okay. Kind of like.
So white like
noise?
White noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, you got to bring up something, please.
And
Jack,
that is
this?
That's just in the car.
It
like,
took
whatever.
Me like about a week to adjust my ears, but like once it's there, it sounds great.
And is it metal? Really?
Kind of.
Or just sounds like metal.
It's like
grinding?
It's like trap rap. It's like Chief Keef meets. Heavy metal meets an air fryer.
I can't wait to listen
wait,
to this.
Wait, I have heard of this.
Wait, you should play Creep Into the Woods. Anthony Fantano, you know him?
Yeah.
Gave us an 8.
That's the highest he's ever done.
He gave, yeah. He gives most albums like below a 3.
Yeah.
It feels like my legs are falling asleep.
That is what it sounds like.
This is like if you took, Too Slimy and slowed it down as slow as possible.
Dude, this is before Too Slimy, too.
Damn.
I met Too Slimy. He's chill.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, Too Slimy, he's on a different level. Like, I feel like he, like, out-crazied this.
Yeah.
Now this sounds normal. If you know Too Slimy, this is just a normal song.
How'd you put on this? Just internet shit?
Yeah. Yeah, TikTok.
Michael, have you heard Too Slimy?
Uh-uh.
Too Slimy is like fucking insane.
Is it take
you
on
know,
it?
The beat. Have you ever listened to a song to where like the beat is so crazy? You're like this. You know there shouldn't
like,
be
surely
words on this. It's like Bangarang by Skrillex. Like there shouldn't be.
I don't know what. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Me.
It's yeah. It's like something where there shouldn't be words on, but there's words over the whole
yeah.
thing.
And it's the most offbeat thing. But he's doing numbers. Is this the biggest song?
I think his biggest song is No, this is awesome. My ears are adjusted for it. Yeah. It's just like hears lasers and explosions.
Pause it. Iran just needs to blow this whole world up.
No, see, you need... You
we're
need,
just done. It's over. You AI, need, the robots need to come. They need to eat our fucking children. It's over, dude.
No, but the thing is you listen to this for a week
yes,
on the
sir.
Seventh day. You know
a
what you're
going to
say?
A week?
That big guy.
That big guy.
All right, that big guy. Okay.
Maybe it's better in a car system.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, it takes adjustment.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't... I'm hating for, you know, for effect. I mean, I'm sure, to your point, if you listen to it enough, you get adjusted, blah, blah, blah.
But also it's funny because like once you get adjusted to it, it's funny seeing people see it and be like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah.
It makes it even more enjoyable because it's like, I get this.
But I mean, here's the thing. Also, you could also get adjusted to waterboarding. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want
to
do
that.
And
if you go to that house, you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. And then you could win.
Yeah, but dude, he just did Rolling Loud in like Orlando. Like he probably
had one of the biggest crowds.
Did he really?
He's getting traction.
Honestly, I fucking love it. I don't. I do. I
cut
do.
Back
love
to
it.
What he said originally.
No, I do love it. Listen, if a guy wants to fucking pursue art and he's doing well, great.
It sounds like the Kia Soul hamsters like really started like hitting whippets or something.
Yeah, it sounds like you put a three to four cats in a NutriBullet and then just turn it on.
And then sold it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
We got another question.
Do you guys have a song that's guilty pleasure?
Like,
I don't really get guilty of. But I listen to stuff that people be like, "Well, you fucking listen to that?" Yeah. It's great.
Trying to think. And when you answer that guilty pleasure, is that like something you just love currently, or like that's just in your repertoire? I don't know if that's even a real question.
Guilty pleasure. With the music I listen to, guilty pleasure is like how they say music that would scare the hoes away. Like if you like
scare the hoes away.
That's a term. Yeah, if I played Cemetery at a party, the girls are leaving.
But it might attract like one. Like yes. One very specific woman is like, yeah. Is that Cemetery?
Yeah. No, but my favorite, my guilty pleasure song by Cemetery is Skin Mask 2.
Okay.
Skin Mask 2.
Yeah.
You didn't like the first one.
No, I got it.
The first one's good, but the second one's even better.
Guilty pleasure song, dude. Fucking, I love Get Down On It, Cool in the Gang. It's just a fucking banger. You can't have a bad day after listening to it.
Yeah, but that's not a guilty.
Get
down
on. What do you mean by guilty pleasure then? Like when you're like, you shouldn't listen to it, but you like it.
Sometimes I rock with Sarah McLachlan.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like when you shouldn't listen to, but you.
Maybe like a controversial figure.
Maybe, okay. Like, maybe I mean, listen, let me tell you something. I will say every now and again, I just throw on R. Kelly just for...
Believe I Can Fly.
Like Ignition.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Ignition. Dude, it's... You can't... You have to separate the R from the artist.
Dude, like, I was at a bachelor party and at like 4 a.m. in a basement, they put on I Believe I Can Fly. Every guy came out of their like blackout and was like, I believe I can fly.
I mean, it's so good.
Yeah, I think half of us like came out of the closet. Like it was like one of the coolest experiences I think I've ever...
I came out of the closet. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe that. I Believe I Can Fly.
Any Michael Jackson song?
Oh, Phil Collins. Anything by Phil Collins, probably. In the Air Tonight.
Yep.
You'll Be My Heart. I mean, just a fucking hood classic. Because you'll
Sabrina
be
Carpenter?
In my...
Sabrina Carpenter is a fucking...
Let's go Secret Sock. I just became a phone sex operator to help pay for school. Any tips for a longtime fan?
I didn't even know that still existed. Yeah, AI didn't take over that either.
But think about that. So this is just an anonymous confession. Someone going to get off the chest. But think about that. You AI on your side, a hot woman, and then you just set up the fucking Facebook Marketplace. So these dudes are just calling,
yeah.
And then you're running a phone sex hunt farm. Yep.
Passive income.
Passive income.
Passive income.
Wait, this phone sex like where you like pay to like talk dirty to someone on the phone?
Yeah. I would have a lot of fun doing that. You wouldn't like to make a dude come just once?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I feel like I'd be nervous.
It is funny. That's a funny sketch. Like, nervous.
Are you about to come? Yeah.
I don't know if I should be saying this.
I would be nervous.
To be the operator or to call in?
Both.
Both would be kind of nerve-wracking.
No, yeah. It's like, yeah, you're trying, to, like, you're trying to turn them on and you say the wrong thing and they're like, oh. And then you're like, fuck, should I not have said that?
Yeah, self-conscious phone sex operator is hilarious.
Take your pants off if you want. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever you're feeling. We can try this again.
Yeah.
Should we go to dinner first? Yeah. That would be a funny sketch, like phone sex operator in 2026.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
do you consent for this? Do you consent? Just keep saying it over. Yeah, phone sex, I think I would be good at that.
That's a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Jake Weber. Thanks for
coming on. Holy shit.
Thanks for guessing some fun guesses earlier.
I had an amazing
video
time.
That'll be out in around today, depending on Jack's editing schedule and his Adderall intake. And we love you for that. And Jake, thank you for coming on and doing that.
Happy
to
be here.
Let's make a Facebook Marketplace food video.
Dude, 100%. It'd be so funny.
Well, dude, happy.
And we also should make our own.
I would be down.
Make our own grind. I don't know what we would sell, but. Yeah, I got some ideas. You know, like maybe nachos.
Okay.
You know what I've always wanted to make? And I think I pitched this to you. A peanut butter and jelly truck. And just
like that.
The most wackadoo peanut butter and jelly combos.
Yeah, there's different more jams jellies, than people can imagine. They got guava jams these days.
But even like wackadoo, like ranch and peanut butter. Like some shit you never would think the combo would work, but it would work in some way.
I think they make that in prison.
Yeah. I think they make something else in prison.
You could have the Elvis, and that would be my selling point.
Yes.
Because, you know, he had
the peanut
bacon
butter
on it.
The bacon. Yeah, that would
And
be
that could
hard.
Be like your gimmick sandwich. That gets everyone coming.
They should also,
they're doing it on social media for food challenges.
But that's my little slime. You can make your own bowl at Chipotle. They should have a make your own like PB&J where you have all the different breads. You have all different
peanut
butter.
That's what I want to do with nachos.
Yes.
Because they got queso blanco. They got nacho cheese.
Let's all go in on a truck, and you can make your own peanut butter jelly and make your own nachos.
A truck? We need a studio apartment.
Good.
Facebook.
Like a double-decker bus like the British ones, but they need a ladder. One side is the PB&J.
Dude, I'm not joking. Let's fucking go in on one.
And then we park out front of Barney's Beanery and we're good.
Yeah.
And we're sold for life.
Fucking $10 million in one weekend.
We could probably also borrow the Fat Sal's kitchen. Yes?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Great.
We got an in. Sal, we're coming.
Sal, what's up? Guys, that is a podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We love you guys. Mr. Blossom are on tour. So come see some shows. Anything you want to plug before we go?
I'm Jake.
Love it. That was like the Nardwar sign off.
That's it, guys.
I have nothing to plug.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
I'm just that's on it. The internet. You can find me.
On the internet. Love on the it. Internet. Guys, we're out. Love you. Got a big old dick. Bye.